This is JIS News. Coming up, JMB developing housing starts database, Prime Minister encourages CAP teachers to pursue continuous training, and Jamaicans urge to be tourism ambassadors. The news in detail after the break.
The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica is encouraging you to save energy this Christmas. If you're traveling during the holidays, unplug your cable box, TV, computers, internet modems, and any other electrical appliances that will not be in use while you are away. Once electrical equipment is left plugged in, it will burn electricity even if it's not turned on. So, whether you're traveling locally or overseas, plug out your appliances before you go and save energy this Christmas. A message from the PCJ, your energy advisor.
Now the news. Jamaicans will soon benefit from a database of Housing Start being developed by the Jamaica Mortgage Bank, JMB. Housing Start is used as an economic indicator reflecting the number of privately owned housing units on which construction has started in a given period. The data would be divided into three types: apartments, townhouses, or single-family housing. Director of Business Operations at JMB, Hector Hemond, explains the rationale for the project.
We will use that to monitor and measure island-wide performance of housing starts, recognizing that this could prove to be a useful business, economic, and social planning tool.
Mr. Hemond was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. The housing starts metrics will provide information on development sites, the number of developments, the type, cost, timelines, number of employees, and the developer involved. Mr. Hemond says JMB is in dialogue with a number of organizations through which the information would be sourced, including the Jamaica Developers Association, Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation, and the parish councils. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is urging teachers in the Career Advancement Program, CAP, to take advantage of training opportunities provided by the Ministry of Education. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says CAP is well-positioned to help numerous unskilled young Jamaicans to break free from poverty and vulnerability. However, the teachers administering the program can only be effective if they continuously improve their skills.
Data from the Ministry of Education show that the 42,000 students set to leave the secondary system in 2015, 9,000 of these students will not leave the system with the required competences. We cannot leave them behind. Part of that process is to ensure that our teachers are equipped and empowered to provide the required level of guidance to our young Jamaican citizens.
The Prime Minister was speaking at a teaching strategy symposium staged by the Ministry of Education on Saturday. CAP offers training, certification, and career opportunities to students aged 16 to 18 years who have not performed well in traditional school exit examinations. Tourism Minister Dr. Wicker McNeil says Jamaicans should help sustain the island's tourism product by seeking to have positive interactions with visitors. The minister is encouraging locals to work together to maintain the country's reputation as a world-class destination. The appeal came in a message to mark the start of the tourism industry's busiest period, the winter tourist season, on December 15.
I cannot overemphasize the importance of tourism to our economy. When tourism does well, the effect is felt throughout the economy. I encourage you, whether you work directly or indirectly in the industry, to do whatever you can to help support and sustain Jamaica's tourism.
The minister says the prospects for the 2014-2015 winter tourist season are good, with several hotels across the island reporting advanced bookings. The country is expected to welcome a total of 3.5 million stopover and cruise visitors by year end, breaking last year's record of 2 million stopover visitors. And beneficiaries of the Program of Advancement through Health and Education Path, paid by check or key card cash, will receive payments for this month on Wednesday, December 17, instead of the original December 15 due date. Director of Social Security in the Ministry of Labor, Denzel Thorpe, says the delay is due to technical difficulties currently being experienced. He says the ministry is working to ensure that these glitches are ironed out in short order.
The key card cash payment should be ready probably early Tuesday evening, but in general, those persons will be getting their benefits on Wednesday at the post offices. Those are them who collect by check. Those persons who collect by the bill payment agencies, those payments are already at the bill payment agencies, and they can collect them if they have not already done so.
Mr. Thorpe was speaking in an interview with JIS News. That was JIS News. I'm Aroya Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.